I'm Dave, your host, and we are live from Mauclaw, Louisiana, and I'm here with the weed raking, beer drinking, hot dog eating, woo! Benny Boo, what it do?
What it is, Tiger League.
What a week six. Week six is in the books, and teams are starting to shape up, you know. We're starting to get more of a taste of what's to come with the way these players are playing and these injuries. It's starting to get pretty interesting, if you ask me.
Pretty fun.
Our other co-host, Taylor, will not be joining us today. He is working?
Yeah, that's his excuse every week.
Yeah, he chickened out again. But this is episode one of two of the week, so it would be me and Benny Boo. Quick note, the Astro game is still on, the Astro and Red Sox game, so you might hear Ben curse. You might hear him get excited out of the blue. It's fine. Just keep on trucking. Keep on keeping on.
Top of the ninth, 8-2. I might not curse too much tonight. I'm pretty happy right now. JBJ with the grand slam.
That's it. They're rolling right now, and so are we. So let's get into it.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is. Plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
All righty. Or. Highest score of the week would be Arshad. He got to 182. Big game for him. Great job, Arshad. We'll get more into your game when we get into the previews. And, man, after a 3-1 hot start to the season. How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. Got nowhere to run. The night goes on. Oh, Doty. Oh, man. Was it 8? It's 89?
80? No, it's worse. It's 84.
Oh, my God, Doty. What happened, bro? Yeah, your lowest score of the week.
Lowest score of the season.
Yes.
By any team.
Yes.
Putting it out there.
Oh, Doty. You sucks.
We got an honorable mention, huh, Dave?
Yes, we do. Miss Sarah. 90 points. Is this the second week in a row she has yet to hit 100?
Sub 100, 2 weeks in a row, buddy.
Hey, I know I talked to you the other day. You better do something.
Hey, you got to make power moves. Don't hold on to those big names,
that's
man.
That's it. Them big names go score big. When nobody else in your lineup is, you're going to have games like this. So, yeah, it's something you might want to look into. Players, they had some great players of the week, high-scoring players of the week, but this one goes to Saquon, man. Saquon,
these nuts.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, yeah, he had a great game. 57 points. Dude's fucking amazing. If you watch the game, then
Taylor, tomorrow night, I'm going to get back on the mic. I want to know your honest opinion, because hopefully since week one against Jacksonville, Saquon's take from you, hopefully you do see that this dude is a baller and not just some fluke.
Did he say he couldn't run up the middle or something?
Yeah, he couldn't run between the tackles or nothing. Yeah. Have you seen the Giants' offensive line?
Oh, gross.
Have you seen the Giants?
Yes, that's a horrible team, and he is probably the only good thing to come out of there.
Yeah, yeah. OBJ's not even doing it,
no,
man.
No, he's just not. Hints to Doty's shit scoring and slowly fading away team. All right. Had quite a few injuries, Ben. What did the injuries look like this week?
We got a lot of notes, buddy. Quincy Enunwa started off real good, man. He just slouched off every week. Now, high ankle sprain, that's 3 to 4 weeks at least. Yeah. You know how that goes. Cooper Kupp, man, that was I thought it was ACL was gone I watched it. Me and you was like, oh, that's it. He's done for. But it's the MCL sprain. Doug Baldwin went through it. It'd be a few weeks, so you might be all right. Amari Pupa, Sarah. Just drop him. He's garbage. But nah, he had a concussion. Start off the game. I mean, he'll be back in. They talking about shopping him for a first round pick. Well, if you get
nobody's giving a first round pick for Amari Cooper.
Going with Amari Cooper. You got Derek Carr. He fucked up his arm a little bit. I just think that's them trying to cover up how trash he is.
Yes, he's trash.
Another one, Marshawn Lynch, man. They're looking at a serious groin injury, maybe. Yeah. That's what put Devontae Freeman on the IR. Another one on my name. Man, you just keep itching for Freeman to come back, and now he's on the IR.
Yes,
so he might not be back until about week 15, they said, if eligible, and that's if the surgery and everything goes well. Rip. Sorry about that. That's it. Ridley, bone bruise. Sanu, oh, yeah. Sanu day to day. He'll be all right. Ridley avoided a big injury.
Yes, he was another big scare. And, yeah. Glad to see he's all right.
Josh Allen, man. The woes of Buffalo. They said he's got he's got an injury almost like what Mariota had.
Yeah.
So it's a ligament collateral ulnar collateral ligament. I don't know. It's a lot. Some shit with your arm and it's fucked up. Niles Powell, MCL sprain. Too bad y'all picked him up, Mariah, and hoped for something. Jacksonville's trash.
Yeah, did he go in IR too? Also?
I think he's on MCL, huh?
I think he hit the IR.
I thought ASJ hit the IR.
And I think Niles Powell followed him up with IR.
O'Shaughnessy is the guy to target down for Jacksonville.
We were looking at Niles Powell, but if I'm not mistaken, I think he hit the IR too.
Well, that sucks.
Because I was a dynasty owner.
Yeah, okay, well, possibly. Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson, excuse me. He's still day-to-day, and Tannehill's day-to-day. Who cares? That's it. I mean, that wraps up about the injuries. I don't really know anything on the defensive side. I didn't really look it up. So there might be a few that could be out there, but nothing that catches my eye right now.
That's Taylor's job.
Yeah, Taylor usually comes back with the defensive ones and shit. So we need you back, buddy, tomorrow night. Be nice. Davey.
All righty, let's go into headlines. Yeah, I tried. I don't have a drop enough headlines, so that's the best we're going to get. All righty, not much going on, but Le'Veon Bell set to return Monday.
So what does that do with Connor, man? Because Connor looks great.
You know, that's the big question, man. Connor... I think minus maybe one game has been awesome, man.
Double digits regardless. That one game was like a low team.
It was a low team, but I mean, he's been killing it all 30s, year long.
40s, I mean.
And Pittsburgh looks better the more they give him the ball. So, I mean, Big Ben's come out and said he don't want to see him on the shelf, you know, whenever Le'Veon gets back. But, hey, man, well, what you think is going to happen? What's your take on all this?
To tell you the truth, man. I don't know. I'd like to see how it plays out. If I was the Steelers, I'd use both of them. Because, I mean, it's like we talked about weeks ago and shit, man. That's the new league, the two-back system. Kamara and Ingram did it on limited reps and shit. Do you think Lev and Connor can do that kind of type shit? I mean, do you think that they can both share the ball limitedly and produce? Or do they have to have all those touches?
If they don't, then who gets taken away from? I mean, right now it's Connor, Juju, Brown, Vance, with a little, you know, a little everybody else in between. Yeah. Who's that hurt if they do? Because, I mean, if they split the workload, that just means he's going to run the ball more. They can both catch the ball. Who's that take away from?
Well, I don't know if it necessarily takes away from it. Just splits the running back position.
It does, but...
But, I mean, if anything, everybody could... I mean...
You're going to give more opportunities in the pass game,
right,
too,
the Juju owners, the AB owners, everybody. I mean, you got to look. AB only had 6 targets this past week from jump. I mean, so it could troll into that. But just Pittsburgh not having that defense quite to where it needs to be. They're going to have to move the ball. They're going to have to score points to win games. So... I think you don't have to worry about it, but it's interesting to watch because, I mean, Trey, you got both of them. So.
Yeah, I'm just – say you're Trey, week 8.
God forbid anybody wants to be Trey.
It sounds horrible. Let's just scratch the Trey part. Say you have Connor and Bell. All right, they got a bye week 7. Week 8, Le'Veon's slated to play. Do you play both of them? You go for the stack. Something like an Ingram Kamara. Would you do that with Pittsburgh week 8?
Man, to be honest with you, yes. That would be the one week I would in not knowing nothing. Because if you remember last year, Le'Veon Bell's first game coming back, he wasn't really ready. I mean, they eased him in. It took him 2 or 3 weeks before he got really fantasy relevant. And Connor's ready. Connor's playing. Connor's been there. So you could see a good mixture. You could mix them up. Le'Veon might come out and have an Ingram-type game like last. You know, they give him the ball on the goal line, get him a touchdown, get that motivation, you know. But... That's a tough one, especially with Trey's team right now. Nice. Losing Freeman. Jordan Howard sucks. Sammy Watkins eats dicks. I mean...
He's living on a prayer right now.
Bon Jovi style. I don't know. Who cares what Trey does? I beat his ass. Fuck it.
Yeah. All right. That's enough of Pittsburgh. I fucking hate Pittsburgh as it is. Another news. The Rams. Chiefs fell to the Patriots in a
fucking awesome game.
Ballin' ass game, but they did lose. The Rams, man. They keep on rolling.
6-0, and the question is, who's going to beat them first? I hope they win the next two.
Yes.
Because they got to travel down to the bayou in the dome. We owe them from last year. I'm ready. I pray they win their next two, which they should, because I think the Saints might give them their first fucking loss.
I wish we could. I'd rather give them their first loss in the playoffs, but I'll take what we can get.
Yep.
And then the last, like I said, it wasn't a big week, but...
Hey, Halloween's coming up. There's a lot of tricks and treats, so...
Oh, man. Brocktober.
Brocktober, man. Brock Osweiler.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck?
He raped our defense, your defense in Tiger, but ours on CBS. You come in, you're like, oh, my God, they're starting Brock? Chicago Bears is going to fucking have a 40 burner.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, that's weird.
Dude. And... It's kind of hard. He wasn't lighting it up. I mean, Albert Wilson had two 70-yard plays.
And
you know?
It was all on Wilson.
Yeah.
Steven, you tried. You tried to trade everybody in the league last week for Albert Wilson. Yeah. Good shit, bro. Keep him, plug him. I don't know. Do something. But just a fun fact, like we was talking about today.
Yeah.
Brock's first start with Denver. Who he beat, Dave?
The Bears.
Brock's first start with the Texans. Who he beat, Dave?
The Bears.
Well, not first start, but first wins. And his first, I mean, his win, I mean, no, I think it might be first starts.
Yeah, I think it was.
First starts for the Dolphins, start. And who'd he beat?
The Bears.
Brocktober owns the Chicago Bears, and it's a crazy thing, but.
Is this like a repeating thing? Like every year we just wait for Brock to take over somebody's starting job? I mean, it just seems like he comes out of nowhere, has a big game, apparently he gets Chicago, and then he takes the starting job. Tannehill, get healthy. I do not want to watch Brock. Sorry, ass.
And just
back again.
Intertwined, Boston has won this game, 2-1 now. So, keep rolling, man. Hey, basketball starting tonight too, everybody.
Yes, it is. We're actually going to have to put the game on in a hot second. But while we're doing that, I'm sorry. Hey, we're not only fantasy football fans. We are sports fans. Fuck, I'll sit here and watch Serena hit that fucking ball back and forth right now if I had to. But thankfully we have basketball and baseball. Moving on, we are going to the standings, and I'm assuming waiver wires are in reverse order, yada yada, so goddamn, if you don't know where you are in the waiver wire, then you need to pick up another hobby. Anyway, as of today, the standings from first to worst is Foose, me, April, head coach April, and her assistant coach, is she Sarah's plan?
Pete Carmack? No.
Yeah, I'm trying. What other girl? Oh, Marie, Mariah, Mariah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so April and April C.
Oh, and the water girl Mariah.
Yeah, yeah. She got the water girl. Not Bobby Boucher, but just a normal water girl. But okay, she's third. Stevie P, you four. Doty, five. Hector Martinez, six. Sarah, seven. Rose, eight. Arshad, nine.
Uh oh.
Benny Boo.
What? Yeah.
You're moving up the power rankings,
oh,
brother.
That bitch.
With the number 10, you creeping up the rankings, baby. T4 and 11 and... Oh, Trey. Oh, Trey.
Once again.
Trey Poure. You just get comfortable, Bubba.
Once again, you finally drop your nuts. You say, you know what? I'm going to clown the league. I'm going to let them see my body naked on a Sunday morning before the games. And then... You sit through the games, you watch miserably as we're supposed to tie all day. I come up and beat you, and then...
Whoa, we get to the shit bowl.
Okay, you're right.
Oh, yeah, but between
the
score,
I just want to talk about my luscious body
that I
blessed the league with.
Oh, man. Because
that's what a W's like, baby.
And fuck everybody in the leagues. I'm not involved in the group text. Thanks, Trey. For some reason, you banned me because you knew I'd clown you every time you fucking spoke on that bitch. So, yeah, I appreciate it, bro. But, yeah... Being blessed, his beautiful bod created by God to everyone. And oh my God, I was so glad to be the one taking a picture for you, Trey. And it's the new cover art to our next erotica series. So, yes, great, great week. All right. Bang, bang, let's get into the matchup. Stevie B, you son of a bitch.
That's some hot shit.
Oh, man. That shit is my first time here tonight, and I am... Well, it's not my first time.
Wow, we partied 2 weekends ago. My boy Debo brought it out, man.
Yeah, but man, wow, that's a wild song. It's a wild dude. Anyway.
Just imagine growing up, your fucking mom's a lesbian. She's taking you these places to hang out with a bunch of chicks and shit, and she's just balling to this shit all the time, just fucking spring love.
Oh, dude.
Yep, that was life.
That's it, baby.
That was life.
Oh, all righty. Let's get into the matchups, bro. We're going to start it off with the most... Well, I can say the most. Yeah, it probably was the most exciting game of the week. The Shit Bowl.
The Shit Bowl.
Number 11 against number 12 last week. Benny Boo against Trey Hooray. And
I squeaked it out.
Oh, y'all. Come on.
18-point difference, baby.
Oh, man, it was a good game all day. You eventually took the lead and just didn't look back, man. Fuck, man. The quarterbacks went at it.
Yeah, Winston 30-40. I mean, that was pretty close.
I mean, Mixon had a modest game, but Connor just, you know, come through with 36.
Connor had me scared, bro. 2 touchdowns. He should have had the third one. They called him like at the end. Yes. Dude. Thank you, but, man, that was close. That was very close.
And this is where you start to see this, Sammy Watkins.
I have it highlighted. Watkins, Yeldon, Jordan Howard combined for 16 points.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. Corey Davis and Josh Gordon didn't bless me. But at the same time, man, hey, things are looking up for Josh Gordon. Corey is finally done with his tough matchups. He got a chance next week. It's a come up, man. Hey, fools me. We made a blockbuster trade. Nobody else in Tiger acknowledges trades, obviously. They don't want to fuck with it. Mm-hmm. I talked to fucking almost half the league that day. Yeah. And me and Foos finally made a trade. If I wouldn't have made the trade, though, I would have lost this week.
Yeah.
We put the numbers up. It doesn't matter because Foos would have won regardless of the trade because Gurley and his other company. But, man, Alshon, 8 targets in each of the 3 games he's been back. He put me over the edge right there. 27 points. Tyler Boyd, 2 touchdowns. I beat Trey by 18. I take it. And I actually went against myself. That's what I get. You and Taylor Ford picked me.
Yeah.
So good job, man.
I mean, fuck, man. He's looking at the matchup. It blew my mind away. Yeldon been doing great. But I said last week, Jacksonville needs Fournette. And it's the chance that he plays next week. I didn't mention that earlier, but there is a chance.
Yep.
They said he might be active next week. But, yeah, dude, Trey, hey, man, can't win them all.
If you're not first, you're last, Trey. I know the concept now.
Yeah, he called us early and said, man, y'all don't understand the name. Either I win it all or I get last place. So I understand now. If you're not first, you're last. Oh, man, on to the next. Me against
Rosie.
Hey, man, it's another close one, actually.
Yeah, 11 points, even closer than mine.
Yes, I had to have a game. My whole thing was dependent on Sunday night.
Sunday night, we watched
it. And Sonny Michel, man, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Okay, I have it wrote. Coming into Sunday night, Dave was down 97-125.
Yes.
He had Michel, Butker, Gronk, and A. Jones left against Brady. Michel, Butker, Gronk and Aaron Jones combined for 64 points. Tom Brady only got 25, and it slid you over for a victory. Aaron Jones was irrelevant, but Butker Michelle.
It's not. I love Tony Michelle. He's run the fuck out the ball. Almost 100 yards last week. Almost 100 yards, I think, the week before. Finally broke it. 2 touchdowns. But, man, my kicker, though. 18 fucking points from Butker. And I just picked him up like a couple of days before the game, before the week started.
Hey, bro, Melvin
Gordon cut the... See, Seattle defense!
I have 36.
36 points! He had Baltimore on the bench with 48 points. Rick, you know your defenses, goddammit.
Yeah.
Man, you are on point when it comes to... picking D's.
You don't. The only bad thing is you don't know your receivers and your flexes, yes. And that's what fucks you. Oh, man.
Dude,
but you can't say that, dude. Landry, bro. Between Landry and Callaway in that game, 19 targets.
Yeah.
They had 20 yards, dude.
Yeah, combined.
Combined.
It was you don't project shit like that, you know. Landry's the number one receiver, and he's
also, man, yeah. Rick, Johnny, y'all pulled off a trade too this past week. Richard actually wanted this trade. He sent in his shit. He sent Dalvin Cook and Latavius to Johnny for Mike Williams and blah pow.
Blah pow.
Well, there you go. You see what Powell and Mike Williams got you. You see what Latavius Murray got you. 30 man. Points for Johnny, actually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gave up on Cook that quick, man. That's a big name to trade away for Mike Williams and Powell. But, hey, you wanted it. You do it. It's your team, buddy.
Good shit, bro.
Good shit.
I was scared all Sunday night.
That was a close-ass week, man. Eric Ebron did his thing. He is consistently balling, bro.
Is he a must-start?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. Absolutely. You have to, if you have Ebron, especially with baby hands back out.
But even with T.Y., another podcast. T.Y. been out the last 2 weeks, and Ebron has exploded the last 2 weeks.
It don't matter, man. Look at Ebron has a touchdown in almost every game. I think he might have missed it once.
I understand that. He does.
He's that red zone target. T.Y. there or not.
He had 30 something points the week before. He had 17. Was it 17 this week? And but before that, yeah, he got the touchdowns. Wasn't no big games from him. He was doing modest for you, but
tight end position, all you want is that touchdown. I had Jimmy last year.
He had
175 receiving yards on the year and 10 touchdowns, but
I understand he's a must start. But could he possibly, all these years, could this be his year where he finishes?
No, he's still pretty shitty because he sucks. He still sucks, but
you're not gonna catch all of them.
You're right. You know? I mean, unless you're close to being Michael Thomas or something, yeah. But, I don't know, man. At the end of the day, Sanders and AB, they both went over 100. They both got you a touchdown. And Sanders almost had two. Antonio Brown had 6 targets. We were shitting.
Yes.
We just traded for him in our other league. We was like, man, we got to have something from him.
Oh, but the sneaky killers.
And then he slid that little touchdown in and got
us. Thank God they got a shitty kicker because they had to throw the ball.
That's it.
Yeah, like I said, good shit, Rick. It was a close game all the way throughout.
We all picked you to win that one though, Dave.
Yeah.
So kudos to the three of us.
All right, next game. Hey, folks, fucking cuties with Mahomes played against the reigning number one player, coach, whatever you call him in the league. Foos keeps rolling, cuz he just keep on rolling.
Choo choo!
Rolling.
Fred Durst.
Oh, man. 179-142. Taylor gave him hell, but it's never enough, especially when you have Todd fucking Gurley.
208, 2 touchdowns. Right. He should have had like almost 300 rushing yards because they went like almost a whole quarter between the second and third without even running him.
This dude just fucking just doesn't stop. His bad games are mid 20s. I mean, what you do with that?
Dude,
when you're in the mid-20s, that's a bad week, and you do shit like this, 45 points, 200 yards rushing.
Don't get me wrong. Gurley is probably one of the best running backs in the league, but at the same time, the McVay offense is just built for him. Like I mean, to be honest with you, like Drew Brees and Sean Payton were meant for each other.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Todd Gurley and McVay are.
It just comes to the point. You can't stack the box.
No.
Because of the weapons on the outside. You know, he makes plays for his receivers, get it just like in New Orleans. Can't stack the box in New Orleans because Sean Payton going to kill you.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, Gurley put up a 45. Mahomes, though, comes back with a 44.
Yes.
That's what he's been doing, game, man. Money man. Mahomes, bro. This dude is the truth. I really do like him.
Don't call him Money Mahomes.
What was the debate?
It was Money Manziel, and I don't want you to.
Nah, man. Dude, Mahomes. It's not Manziel, I promise you. Regardless, though, Carson got a touchdown call back. It was still wouldn't help Taylor.
No.
Robert Woods stays going, man. 7 catches, .109. So, especially but so does with, Juju with 7 catches and a .111.
Juju just doesn't.
Juju 10 targets compared to AB6, man.
Fuck you, Juju.
Yeah, you know, Njoku broke out. Me and Foos when we was talking trades and shit. At first, he wanted Reed and shit, but. We talked about, man, Njoku, man, this dude could be the real deal. He's one of the most athletic tight ends in the league.
Oh, no doubt.
And now if him and Baker can actually sync, he got a great touchdown catch. He straight mossed over the dude. So,
yes, I'm a big fan of Joku. I really do believe in
the newly acquired AJ and DJ for Foose gave him 27 points together. Alshon gave me that alone. DJ fumbled close on the goal line type shit. You know, he would have had another touchdown. Yeah. Philly's defense crushed the Giants. I mean, it's regardless. The only thing I want to say before we end this one, this matchup right here, I told you 2 weeks ago, Foose, I tried to get Evans. Watch the regression.
Yes.
Evans watch. I was about to Jameis bring that Winston up. And Evans. That's, I mean,
you know how I feel about absolutely. It. Absolutely. I've been talking a lot of shit like, man, if Jameis gets the starting job, you cannot trust him. I traded Evans in another league.
You did last week to Johnny. Yeah.
Yes. And that's my big takeaway. You know, 4 receptions, 58 yards. And it Winston threw, what, 400 fucking yards and 4 touchdowns?
Correct.
And
395. Of course, he couldn't fucking get 400 for me.
400, damn it. We go round up. And Evans only gets 4 for 58.
Yeah.
This is what happened last year.
But I was reading some shit today. Jameis Winston's success is going to depend on his connection with D-Jax.
Yes.
Because, I mean, Evans gets the doubles. I mean, but there's so many weapons, though. Godwin, D-Jax.
Godwin. Howard,
Brate. I mean, shit.
But Evans, it just blows my mind because Evans, to me, he's so big.
That's what I'm saying. Great, like, how does he just dominate with Fitzpatrick and then not with Jameis? Which Jameis is clearly a better quarterback.
Hey, man, and that's what I was scared of for Evans' situation. And it came to light this week. 395 yards, and he only gets 4 receptions. Hey, man.
You're right. Up. I said it, you know, too. But,
I'm not saying he's dead.
No, and even if so, then Foo's got Doug Baldwin. He got Funches. He got Funches, man.
Yes.
We can't talk about him because he was on your bench, but he number one on Moss on him last night, bro. That was a good catch.
It was a great catch.
And we got Cam. Funches. You got Cam in this league and shit. So we was wanting it, but.
He offered me Funches earlier in the year and Breed, and I almost took it, but it was Funches. I was like, dude. Funches is trash. Yeah, I hate Funches.
I know.
But every week he just keeps on making plays for Cam Newton. And yeah, it's just, I guess it's my bias, you know, from New Orleans and Carolina and all that. And yeah, it fucking sucks. But good shit, Foose. Another you win. It. You me, still rolling.
Me and you picked him. Taylor picked himself like he said he would. This is the only game Taylor got wrong this week.
And if he would have been smart, he would have got him all right.
Yeah.
All righty. Oh man, babe, for fucking days. Upset. Honey Martinez and the haha fuck you trays. Oh, Javier, what happened?
Why don't y'all pick me? Y'all keep doubting me.
Well, that's why, buddy. Me and David got X's because of your bitch ass.
Yeah,
because
when we do pick you, you fucking upset. I think I picked you last week and you fucking lost. Did I?
No, he won last week. That's why he was bragging.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't paying attention. But, yes. April and her team fucking upset the fuck out of you this week. Dude, you had A-Rod, you know.
A-Rod, 425, 2 touchdowns. Let me go through
Johnny's first. A-Rod, 37. McCaff, 15. Hopkins, 17. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Saquon fucking Barkley, 57 points. Hey, look. When one of your players scores 50-something points, it's almost impossible to win.
You want to know a fun thing, fun stat?
What's that?
Ty, Dollar Sign Hilton.
Cool. Got a brand new car.
And Saquon totaled 103 of Bay's total 169.
Oh, that's cute because... Ty Hilton plays for me. You're talking about...
I know, Ty Hill, I said.
Oh, I'm joking said with you.
No, I said Hill.
Are you sure?
You want to rewind it?
Yeah.
Y'all listen. All right. Tyreek Hill and Saquon total for 103. Just alone, them two. They got 169. So 66 points was from the rest of the team.
Oh, man.
I mean, Niles Paul gave him zero, but fuck. It don't matter. Dude. The main thing I circled here, we said Jacksonville's defense going to have to ball out for Johnny. They did.
Yes, they did not. They looked horrible against Dallas. Dallas.
Johnny, your new pickup when Latavius was nice. I gave you 30.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. 30 points. It's a great job. But
Diggs held in check. But the most underlying thing, Bays did come away with a win. But Keenan Allen, man.
Hey, man.
He's still.
He's just an average wide receiver.
He's like a Willie Snead for the Ravens.
Yes.
Right now.
Like, you can find this guy all day on the waiver wire. You know, guys, you can plug it. Is it going to come this year?
Yes, hey, but how many? That's what I'm saying. It's going to come probably, but how many?
Melvin Gordon might be one of the best. Is one of the best running backs in the league. He catches. He runs. You got Tyrell Williams with the big game, too.
That's on three fucking catches, though.
But still, man.
You don't know. There's so many weapons. They're so diverse.
That's just it.
Eckler, and then Gordon, Tyrell Williams, Mike Williams, Keenan. Antonio Gates is still fucking looming.
They don't have Hunter Henry, which might come back this year.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry's still eligible to come back this year. What do you see Keenan Allen from this point out? We're in week six. We got 10 more games.
Definitely wide receiver.
Ooh. Two. Yes.
Two.
But you draft him to be a
top five.
Yes, exactly.
It's a bad thing. I mean, it's just the way it is. Just like DJ, I drafted him to be a number one. I mean, it's the type of shit that happened. What'd you say?
Yeah, but this is the big difference. DJ's team sucks.
Yeah.
The Chargers are rolling.
That's what's bad. But in inverse ways, it goes hand in hand. And you got a team that's so good and so diverse, you're going to have people that struggle. But when you have your best player that's one of the best in the league and their team sucks, somebody's going to struggle. So at the same time, you're getting to struggle.
Who's struggling with the Los Angeles Rams? Well, you can start Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks.
Cook struggled last week.
Finally. First week of the year. But you can start Woods, Cooks, Cooper,
and
Gurley.
You're right.
So I don't understand. And San Diego's putting up points.
Yeah, but with Melvin Gordon doing what he got to do, they're not having to throw it quite as much.
So you say top 24.
Definitely.
If you had to just...
If I had to shoot,
what number?
I'd say, because he's going to have a couple of burn games. Like, I feel like just nasty. Like, well, there's Keenan Allen. You know, 10 catches, 200 yards, some shit. He had two of those last year. If I had to put a number, I think Keenan Allen will finish at wide receiver around between 15 and 18.
My thing is the defense is going to get better because they're going to get people back as the year goes on, close to the end of the year.
He has been a red zone threat, so that hurts him too.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. But at the same time, bro, he's going to get them big games. Some shit's going to happen. Bro, look at their schedule. He's going to have them. He's going to have the opportunity for them. So,
he's
like
consistently He's consistently good. Not great, but he's consistently good. I'm like you, 15 to 20. But
you drafted him to be
a top five wide receiver.
Absolutely.
All right, but let's...
And you got that one wrong. Taylor Sinian, he went for Bay's. And you know, I apologize to Bay's team Water Girls the other day. I was like, you know, I should have picked April and maybe you to win the game. Because I usually don't go. Because Mariah Ubay, you know, you're my girl. But
Mariah. Oh, the...
Yeah, the janitor.
The janitor. Yeah, yeah. Okay. My bad.
I should have went for y'all instead of fucking Johnny Honcho here. Fucking dumbass. That's me. I kicked myself in the ass for it. But good job. Y'all staying alive a little longer, maybe.
Yeah.
Taylor went with y'all, so good job, Tay.
Yeah. Johnny, you disappoint me, bro. I will never pick you again. Never. Hopefully. But we'll see tomorrow when we get to the previews. All righty. On to the next. We have a victim of attempt. We got Doty against Hey Darnold, Stephen Patton.
And you know, I'm sorry, Steve. Amen. It's the first week in 3 weeks that I didn't go for you, and you proved me wrong. I don't know why I went to Doty. I should have known. Doty did have some bullshit. OBJ, man, you got to be... Yeah, I know he's concerned because he didn't offer to trade me OBJ today.
Yeah,
so
he's worried.
For Doty to offer him, you know he's concerned, man. OBJ, another one. Another one like Keenan Allen, man. Yeah, he had a 40 burner, what, a week ago?
Yeah, we threw a touchdown pass.
Yeah, I mean, offense is horrible. Eli is not the quarterback he used to be. The offensive line is not there, too. It's a mixture of catastrophe. Saquon's the only thing just fucking making plays out of the ass.
The owner said OBJ needs to shut
his mouth. You've seen that.
And go out there and play. And maybe that'll wake him up.
Or it's going to make it worse. It's one of the two. You know, it's a scary thing.
Just trade him. He's not going to be a Giant.
And they just paid him, though, to be like face for them, man. You lost Cooper Kupp. He was the number two receiver in the league coming in.
1 point. That hurt, though, dog.
It is. Hey, Clement.
Marshawn, dog.
Yeah, Marshawn, man. But Clement, the Jets, Dan Bailey. They was your top scorers, basically, almost, besides Kirk Cousins. Man, Steven. Watson, shit down your throat, but you still pulled it off. Houston defense, that's a good play. I mean, they're going against Buffalo, so. Yes.
Nathan Peterman helped y'all out big time the last minute and a half of the fucking game. Or 2 minutes, but pick six, and then just a pick in the end of the game. Yeah.
Davante Adams, bro, 10 catches, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. Dude. Last 2 weeks, bro, Davante, he got hurt with a calf, and since then he's been amazing.
Yes. This dude, but that's all Aaron Rodgers has right now. They don't run the ball.
You remember how wide open everybody in Green Bay was last night? Bro, he was like, where's the cover? Straight zone for 95% of the game, and that's what happened to you, San Francisco. And
they just picked him apart. Everybody had wide open spaces.
Could have been a lot worse. Could have got, well, not a lot worse, but another extra 8 points if AP would have got 3 more rushing yards for Steve. He had 97, man. He was running over Carolina, bro.
Every other game, baby. Yeah. AP, every other game. He's going to kill somebody.
He's a
Crowell.
He's a Cooper.
You can play him every other game. He's going to dominate. Damn near hit 100 every game with bonus points.
Crabtree had a touchdown. Fuck Crabtree.
Crabtree. Gross.
But me and you both got that one wrong. We went against Steve like some dummies. Just like we went against Bays last week with Johnny. Taylor, you got that one right again. I'm going to leave it with that OBJ, man. That's the biggest concern. OBJ and Mike T.
Notice.
And Cooper Kupp. You went from the top of the mountain to...
Like, okay.
Mike T will do his thing, but...
Oh, that's what I'm getting at. Okay, Cooper Kupp's going to miss a little while. I understand that, but... Mike T, we saw what the offense did last week with Ingram back. Pounded, spread the ball out to everybody. We saw Merritt have a good game. Traquan Smith have good games. He's going against probably Jimmy Smith. We all know you can't guard Mike, but when it's getting to that point where if the run game's rolling, Drew Brees has options across the field. I know you started off hot.
The target share has dramatically gone down since week one.
And that's where I'm getting at, man. How do you really feel about Mike T the rest of the year? If he would have kept on with the pace he was doing, then he would have broke records, he would have did this and that. But now it's starting to go away because they don't have to throw it just to him. These young weapons are starting to step up. Meredith is starting to get healthy. Traquan Smith starting to show he could play. Ginn wasn't even there last week, and Ginn was getting targets.
And you see what
Ingram's back.
You're right. And all what you're saying is the reason. Doty offered me early. He was like, man, Joe Mixon or Ingram, who you value more? I was like, well, I can both tell you the truth. Why? Do you want one? You know, of course. And he was like, man, OBJ, Mike T, they're on the table. And I wanted to, man. That's big names. I want to so bad. But at the same time, I see the Saints returning to form like last year when everything's rolling. Defense is playing good. The running backs are running, catching, doing what they got to do. Mike T is not going to have these 40 burners and shit. He's going to be between the 14s to 20s.
Yeah.
A couple of big games, you know, shit like that. But at the same, I value the running back points that you can get more. So I was like, I have to pass. I need receiver help, but you can pick and plug a receiver, man.
You can. And that's the thing.
At the end of the day, you can. And, Doty, you got shit to shake, bro.
Thomas or OBJ, rest of the season, who would you want? I just want to name. I just want to spit a few
Mike
out.
T.
To see.
Mike, that's better offense.
Mike T. Okay.
More opportunities.
MT and Keenan Allen.
MT. Better offense. Keenan Allen's a good offense, but they're ready for the Saints, though.
But
we've seen Mike produce nasty in this offense. Keenan still hasn't yet this year.
MT, Davante Adams.
Ooh, Davante. I would go Devontae Adams because Green Bay and them are going to have to throw the ball. It's all on Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. McCarthy's a shit coach, man. Rodgers bails him out week in and week out. The defense is shitty. I mean, C.J. Bertha was – Bertha, whatever his name is, was lighting him up, you know, all night. The run game, they have a true running back in Aaron Jones. They get made attempts. There you go.
Yeah.
I'd go with Devontae, bro. Straight up. And Devontae, man, just looks so awesome.
He does, bro.
I would really go. And I love the Saints.
It took him a few years to get adjusted to the system.
He's the new number one.
And it makes it scary because look at all these rookies that Green Bay has.
Vanderlust, Skinner, whatever. Saint Brown, PR, whatever. I don't know. There's a few of them.
It'll take them a couple years, but once they get into it, then they're going to be rolling.
And you know, that's for something. McCarthy era, Green Bay has produced nothing but receivers.
Yeah.
Or has Rodgers produced nothing but receivers. Same type with Drew Brees. I think Rodgers makes them. They're good and shit, but, well, I don't know, because look at Jordy. Jordy's going to have big games in Oakland with a shit squad.
Oh, my God. Derek Carr. What happened to Derek Carr? Anyway, we're not even going to get to that. We'll let that one go.
Last game, man.
Yeah, well, hold up. MT Tyreek Hill.
Oh, Tyreek.
MT Stephon Diggs. Rest of the year.
Ooh.
Yeah. Rest of the year. I know Diggs come off a bad game, but.
I'd go Mike T because I have but I have a hatred for Diggs.
Yeah, I understand. I have the same hatred, but I'm just trying to get a feel for what you believe in Mike T because I think he's in trouble, not because of skills, just because of opportunity. All right, last game of the week. Sarah Darshaw, you feeling me smiles. Markstown Shads, and good God, this was
She scored 90 points, and he beat her by 92.
Yeah, because my math's not good, and I know it's a lot, but it's pretty gross regardless. I'm still surprised. I know you're an Oakland fan. I understand that. I respect that. After a couple of years, you still starting Derek Carr? Who the fuck owns Derek Carr in any other league you play with?
Well, Derek Carr did get her four, and I mean, she should have not went with the quarterback she started last week, Mariota, who got her four. So, regardless, if she starts a quarterback, it's going to do pretty bad.
Yeah, and the other quarterback she had, she just got murked, so Garoppolo is done. Sarah, you are not a quarterback guru. I give you that. You have shit luck when it comes to quarterbacks. Zeke, man. Zeke, 26. Stephen, 32.
Six straight games with 100 yards, man. Dude's breaking history. Dude.
But for her, this is where it gets bad. Coop, zero. If he were to play the whole game, at best, 8 points.
You know where it gets bad? When you have to start Cabri Bribs.
I just realized that. I never saw it the last few times I looked. There weren't much better options on the bench to play. Look, Sarah. You deny my trade. I understand that. Okay, I respect that. Don't
fall into your fiance's trap. Don't trade 2 years ago.
You ain't got to trade with me, but you need to ship somebody. Look,
I traded my first and second pick this year, and I promise you, I will not come in last.
Trey did it.
I might make the playoffs. I doubt it, but I promise you, I'm not coming in last.
Don't be like Trey. Don't be like your fiance. Your fiance had DJ, the best running back in the
league.
That's nice. But yeah, he died. He bought the keg because he would not trade DJ and better his team. And say, you ain't got to trade me. You turn me down, it's cool. Make a trade.
Shop, baby. Put him on the market.
You on the way down right now. You are trending down, down, down. But Arshad,
baby, are you down, 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 down? You know, I tried to trade Arshad before I traded Foose. Yeah, we all have. And Arshad replied with, man, I'm just a few games away from a championship team. Well, we all are, buddy. But I laughed at you, and I'm sorry because you scored the most this week.
Yes, he did.
Man, Matt Ryan, 3 touchdowns. Kareem, that 67-yard touchdown reception that finished you in Dynasty.
Yes, fuck Kareem.
Julio. 14 targets, 10 catches, 143. Hey, bro, Sanu's banged up. Ridley's out. Julio, fun stat, Julio just made the record books. 707 receiving yards with 0 touchdowns. Broke the record. Most yards gained without a touchdown in NFL history. 707.
Well, thank God we play PPR. So he's still top three wide receiver. Exactly. In the
he don't need it, man. 10 catches, 143, man. That's over 25, almost 24, 25 points. Dude. Guskowski, 22.
Oh, my God.
Harrison Butker did great for you, but
Guskowski was slightly better.
Well, we needed Guskowski in NFL to beat Johnny and them. Good shit, Johnny. I'm being honest. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
But Mason Crosby was making you scared. He called me and told me about that. He was like, I stayed up and watched the whole game because of that.
Man. Yeah,
I was like, bitch, I seen a Snapchat of you sleeping. He was like, yeah, but after that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Tate's coming back for you, Sarah, but, baby, you need to make a move.
Oh, you're done.
Jimmy Graham, 100 receiving yards. It's about something that caught me. Jimmy Graham, he had a good year with touchdowns last year, but that was flukish. He has not produced a fucking 20% of what he's done in New Orleans.
Oh,
man.
No doubt.
Drew Brees made Jimmy Graham. I'm done with
he
that.
Made him. That's he it. Made him. He made him. He made him a valuable player, and he did not do, besides this game and maybe one other game, he didn't do shit. But
I'm sorry. At the end of the day, we all picked Barshaw to win.
Yes, we did. Cause,
and we took the brooms out on that one.
I want to ask, should I ask it tonight or tomorrow night? No, I'm going to ask you because I don't want to hear Taylor because I know Taylor's going to say it's not him. Anything happened. Injuries happened. This and that. But just looking at, not even looking at the standings, looking at these teams, the way they're built. Who, I mean, yeah, we all pick Foose to run it. But who are you looking at your top three teams? Low, no, not top, lower three teams right now because the tides is
I'm talking about like 4, 5, 6.
I'm saying I don't see Trey in the last.
No.
I don't.
Okay, you're talking about the bottom of the pot.
Yes, I'm talking about, okay, they had teams start off good. You know, a la Sarah.
And a la Sarah, Doty.
A la Doty. Now, Arshad had this big game, but he got to keep it going. Taylor Ford. You know, I know Fournette's gone, but...
And me. I'll put myself in there, too. Yeah, but I think I made a power move, man.
You did, but you can still easily as fold as you progress.
You're right.
But I just don't see Trey in the last, so...
No, and I said that... What did I say last week? I see Trey becoming better as the weeks go on. I mean, bro, James Conner, man. Whoever's in Pittsburgh is going to kill it.
Yes.
It's just, man, his flex is a shit. But, like... You say that, well, we clown Watkins, but before this, Watkins was doing good.
Yeah, we just clown just to fucking
you
do
know,
it.
And at the same time, Jordan Howard eventually will do Jordan Howard. I mean, he's a great running back. Yes. It's just...
Game script, man.
Tariq Cohen's fitting the game script better, that's all it is, but...
I don't know.
If I had to pick right now last place, dude...
Yeah.
And the way it's looking, I hate to say it, Doty, it's you, baby.
Yeah. He's trending down.
Dodie, you're going to have to do something, buddy. You already lacked at the running back position. Now your receivers that you drafted heavy, hurt, depleted, offense sucks, offense too good. I mean.
Yeah.
Dodie, Sarah, y'all need to watch out, man. I mean.
That's my
y'all
bottom
getting
two.
On me and Trey's level.
Yeah, that's my bottom two. I see Trey progressing and winning a few games. I'm starting to worry for Trey for Doty and Sarah who started off good both of them and yeah it happens it's fantasy hey fantasy sucks but fantasy is awesome that's why we do it that's why we're here that's why y'all are listening that's why y'all playing so hey it's part of the game baby I got last place before I'm still here and I
y'all listening to us
exactly okay tomorrow night will be the. This is the review. My reason preview.
No, this is the preview.
This the
No the review.
This, oh, yeah.
My boy.
Oh, fuck you, boy.
Hey, man, my bad,
dog. Yeah, this is the review episode. Tomorrow night we'll record the preview episode, and you'll get it the next
you'll
day.
You'll get Taylor Ford back on. You know, I kind of miss Tay. You know, I like his input, man. Yeah. You got some good points. I don't like
story
him.
Time. Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
But. regardless, man, hey, I love doing this because it's fun. I mean, it keeps everybody together. I get texts all week from everybody. Tiger League, y'all. I play in 12 leagues, and Tiger League is by far the funnest.
No doubt.
I mean, the jokes, the cutdowns. I mean, hey, I gave y'all almost a whole noodle, you know? I was getting wild. Me and Trey, we're going to get butt naked for y'all. Tiger League is the shit. I love it, man. I love you guys. Keep listening. I think it brings us all closer, makes us a great league, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will see what happens. I'm making it known now because we've been talking about it. I'm making it known now. Starting next week, we're about midpoint of the season, you know, 13 of the regular season. Trade deadline, 2 weeks from today.
It's not set for that. But I go every year, you can ask Doty and everybody, I go by the NFL trade deadline. When the NFL trade deadline stops, we stop. So October 30th will be the last day you can trade in Tiger League. I'm letting everybody know.
Teams are certain.
Get it in. You got 2 weeks.
You got 2 weeks. Try to make your team better. Yeah, it's coming to an end. It's as great as the time we're having. The fantasy season's flying by. Starting next Tuesday. For the review session, we will start having special guests. Hey, we want y'all to be involved.
That's it, Tiger. We want y'all to call me. Hey, Ben, I want to get on Tuesday night. We're going to be recording.
About 7:30. Look, just, you know, give us 15, 20 minutes. Hear your input.
That's all you got to do. Give us a little shout out, man.
But yeah, we start next week. We're going to do it. And that's about it for the week.
One more thing I'm going to say. There's about half the league that paid so far. Motherfucker, the other half, y'all get on y'all's grind. Do what you got to do. I know y'all going to come through, but hey, as a commissioner, I got to remind y'all, let's pay some dues, baby.
That's it. Pay your dues. Yes. But anyway, look, Tiger League, has been great talking to y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow. And then tomorrow again. And fuck Doty. Peace out.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. Though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a